Well, I've never had a chance to talk to a college student.
Uh-huh.
How old are you?
19.
Okay.
Nickname for a boy named William would be?
Bill.
Or add a Y to it.
Billy.
And the first book in the New Testament.
Genesis.
Or New Testament.
Oh, in the New Testament, Matthew.
And a woman who conducts school is called a...
Woman that conducts school?
Uh-huh.
Is a teacher.
Did you ever hear any old-fashioned name for a woman teacher? A school marm or school miss or...
No.
And this is a name of a family name. It's the name of a barrel maker.
A barrel maker.
Uh-huh.
Just like a carter. Somebody used to push a cart, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And makes barrels.
But did you ever hear the name Hooper or Cooper?
Yeah, well, I've heard Hooper. That's what I was fixing to say, because the hoops is on the barrel. I would say Hooper. Then there's a Cooper. We have people by the name of... I've heard both names, but the Hooper is not common now. I heard it somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
But Cooper
uh-huh.
is... It's a local name here.
Uh-huh. Why would you call a married woman with that name? Should be?
Mrs. Cooper.
Uh-huh.
And Mrs. Cooper.
Uh-huh. Was that what you'd normally say, or how would you say that?
I'd say it. If she's married, I'd say Mrs. Cooper and Mrs. Cooper.
Uh-huh. And a preacher that's not very well trained doesn't make his living preaching, does something else for a living, just sort of preaches on Sunday here and there. He's not really very good at preaching. What might you say about him?
You're not talking about we call them kind that don't preach every Sunday, part-time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's...
And then a layman is not a preacher. Well, he's not a preacher, a layman.
Well, that doesn't really imply that they're not good at preaching, though. Is there any word or expression you'd use to mean that they're part-time, but they're also not very good?
No, I don't know about that.
What about jackleg or shade
tree?
Oh,
well, now listen. I thought that may be what you was asking about. I've never heard it associated with a preacher. But now, okay, I need somebody to come do some plumbing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he comes and he just does a shabby job.
Mm-hmm.
I say he was a jackleg. He didn't know what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell the person that would come, it would be a professional.
Mm-hmm.
A jackleg is, he can do this or do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't do anything good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But now, I've never heard it with a preacher.
Well, what,
never.
What else have you heard it with besides a plumber?
Most any other, like carpenter,
uh-huh.
plumber, mechanic.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, a doctor?
No.
Lawyer?
No. Mm-hmm.
And what relationship...
Well, I tell you what, I'm getting back to that preacher, just call him sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Is all I know. Like a lawyer, he's
uh-huh.
sorry.
Uh-huh.
But now, jackleg, you're talking about a trade, like uh-huh. a mechanic or a carpenter. Now, that's how it's been associated in
mm-hmm.
with me.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your mother's sister, your aunt.
Did you ever hear that word pronounced any different?
Aunt, A-N-T.
Uh-huh.
Aunt.
Who would say aunt?
I don't know. Some stranger, a bird.
Uh-huh. No one around here with?
Aunt. No. Mm-hmm. Aunt would be somebody that was from up north.
Uh-huh.
Yankee.
And the name of the wife of Abraham.
Oh, my now.